Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man stabs his brother in South Wichita. We've got the story.
Another woman claims sexual misconduct by Alabama Senate candidate. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Kansas Child Welfare Agency is described as being overly secretive. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Low clouds, patchy fog, and drizzle sets up across south-central Kansas again this morning. When will we see the sun again? Our forecast is on the way.
Violence between siblings in Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says early Monday, emergency personnel responded to the 2700 block of South Hillside.
Upon officers' arrival, they contacted a 24-year-old male victim who reported being stabbed in the chest area by a 25-year-old male suspect. We do know that the relationship is of the victim and the suspect, that they are brothers.
The younger brother hospitalized in critical but stable condition.
Legislators, former employees, and family members say the state agency in Kansas charged with protecting children from abuse and neglect works instead to hide how it operates.
The Kansas City Star reports that a former State Department for Children and Family supervisor says she was told to shred notes from meetings and not document anything after a child's death. Former DCF Deputy Director Diane Keach said that she was given the guidance by an agency attorney in 2014 and saw an attorney shredding notes after a 2015 meeting. The department said in a statement that it is committed to transparency. The department has faced increased scrutiny because of five high-profile deaths of young children in 5 years and a scathing state audit of the state's foster care system last year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A fifth woman has come forward to claim that Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore sexually approached her when she was a teen. Here's Fox's Ed Henry.
Attorney Gloria Allred held a news conference in New York to unveil Beverly Nelson, who charged that Moore groped her when she was just 16. Allred said Nelson is prepared to testify under oath and brought as evidence of a relationship, yes, a high school yearbook, that she says was signed by Moore when he was a prosecutor in his 30s.
Him putting his hands on my breast, I tried to open my car door to leave. But he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out.
And I can tell you without hesitation, this is absolutely false.
Now, Moore vowed at a campaign event to sue the Washington Post, which broke the original story, trying to make a last stand here by suggesting all of these forces in Washington are out to get him.
The Washington Post reported that in 1979, when Moore was 32, he also had sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl.
The GOP tax bill is up for discussion in Congress, making this a big week for Republicans. Fox's Chad Pergram explains.
The House of Representatives is hoping to move this bill to the House floor later this week. It's possible they could start debate on Thursday and then finish debate on Friday and pass it then. It's a question of just making sure that they have the votes. Now, a big thing is going to happen on Capitol Hill Thursday. President Trump is going to come and speak to the House Republican Conference to kind of, tell folks, this is what I want. You know, do this for me. They have not done much on behalf of President Trump this Congress, despite Republicans controlling the House and the Senate. This is a big one, and they need to move this through to satisfy the president, and that's why he's coming to Capitol Hill on Thursday.
Lawyers for the family of a black Topeka man fatally shot by police say the city is trying to prevent his parents from viewing officers' body camera footage. Attorney Jillian Castle-Stiga says the city initially agreed to allow Dominic White's parents to see the body camera footage, but she says the city later said Kansas law allows it to be viewed only by White's four minor children. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Shocker basketball action late last night at Koch Arena. We'll have highlights and results coming up in sports.
Joe Biden for president in 2020. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. For those taxpayers who have ongoing issues with the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS has advocates who can help you. Tracy Wilnard is with the Wichita Taxpayer Advocate Office.
Congress set the Taxpayer Advocate Office up to advocate for taxpayers, that's individuals or businesses or exempt organizations. We help resolve federal tax issues that they have been unable to get resolved through the normal IRS channel.
The service is free of charge. For more information, you can call 316-651-2100.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is not ruling out a run for president in 2020.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, appearing on NBC's Today Show, refused to close the door on a possible presidential run in 2020.
Who knows what the situation is going to be a year and a half from now? I don't have any idea. I'm in good health now. I'm in good shape. Knock on wood, as my mother would say. But, I just don't know. I honest to God, that's the truth.
Democratic strategist Michael Meehan told Fox News Biden's age, he will turn 75 next week, will not be a problem. Rather, the wild card will be the mood of the Democratic base. Mr. Biden was promoting his new book, Promise Me Dad, about his son Beau's death from cancer. In Washington, James Rosen, Fox News.
An unexpected danger in a tool used by law enforcement.
The maker of Taser says at least 15 people have caught fire and 5 have died after being stunned while near flammable materials. Axon spokesman Steve Tuttle says the deaths include a man shocked November 7th by a police officer in Lindsay, Oklahoma, after he was shocked and reportedly got into his gasoline-soaked van. Although authorities say they're still investigating whether the man set himself on fire. Tuttle says it happened about 15 times in 24 years out of about 3.5 million field uses of the Taser. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. With Steve and Ted in the morning.
We've got some issues out in traffic right now.
Issues?
Yes, the ramp from Lincoln to northbound I-135. Got a traffic accident there. Expect a slowdown. Maybe get onto I-135 somewhere else. We've got a traffic accident west of Schulte, 119th Street West and MacArthur. So 119th and MacArthur, traffic accident there. Being from Clearwater, I know that's kind of a rough intersection.
Yep, sure is.
We've also got a traffic accident here in Wichita. Hit and run, 47th Street South and Clifton. Avoid that area for the time being. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Hey, Steve. How you doing over there through the fog?
Yeah, did you ride your motorcycle to work today?
Oh, man, I couldn't find it this morning.
Really?
That there's some, I'll put a bell on it, so maybe I'll be able to hear it jingling someplace.
It's a little thick out there this morning, huh?
It's actually reduced now. I'm seeing new reports. We're down to about a quarter mile visibility out at Eisenhower. So it's thickening up, and it likely will for the next couple of hours. But that fog's going to hang with us pretty consistently this morning. You've got the drizzle and the mist and the overcast. Fortunately, though, it's nice and warm comparatively, so we don't have to worry, obviously, about freezing fog issues on this November morning. But, boy, it is really going to be a mess for commuters out there.
Yeah, thanks for cheering us up this morning. We appreciate that, as always.
Could be worse.
Yeah, well, that's always true. It could be worse.
That's right.
Yeah. How about tonight? Looks like we could get some rain tonight, huh?
Yeah, here's the thing, and it's going to be, this is kind of a twofold deal. Tonight, there's a cold front that's going to sweep through. It could squeeze out some showers. I think most of that would be east of Wichita, but anyway, when the front comes through, we could might get a couple of showers out of it. But it is going to scour out all this low-level moisture and grunge and blech. And we will finally be able to see the sun returning tomorrow. And even with the front coming through, tomorrow should be warmer than today because the sun comes back.
So. Scour, grunge, bleh.
Yeah.
I think you're picking up some bad habits from me.
I know. I studied so hard to be a good meteorologist.
Yeah, you're supposed to be a trained meteorologist.
And look what you've done to me in just a short period of months.
Well, I've pretty much destroyed Ted's career, too. So, you know.
What
can I say? All right, tomorrow what? Some sunshine maybe to look at those beautiful leaves out there, huh?
Absolutely. Tomorrow's going to be gorgeous. I think we'll probably start off with some clouds, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few lingering showers real early tomorrow morning. But then the sun's going to come back through. We'll be up into the low 60s tomorrow afternoon, light northeasterly wind. And then for the rest of the week, we're looking pretty good. I think the fog and the grunge will stay away from us, and it'll be just the rest of the week and into the weekend will be a fabulous fall forecast.
All right. Thank you, Leon. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman now, 7:13, Steve and Ted. And coming up, the November 27th, the big Youth Horizon concert. Every year, Youth Horizons does this conference. And with us this morning is Ernest Alexander from Youth Horizons. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, see now? See? This is the kind of treatment I deserve.
I'm buttering the toast.
Nobody ever speaks to me in that way. All right, now, are you a retired or what? No.
Oh, please.
Quick question. What is Youth Horizons? Some people wouldn't know. It's a real good deal, though.
For almost 40 years, it's an organization that's been serving kids in trouble, at risk, and some of them, a good portion of them, are fatherless from single-parent homes. Some have been incarcerated, some are not. We provide residential care for boys, and then we also have a wonderful mentoring program for boys and girls.
You did great work.
And it's a great job, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
In contrast to your upbringing behind a gated community. By the way, somebody told me one time, the Kansas State Prison is a gated community.
I wanted to make that comment, but I cautioned myself.
No, it's good to have. Now the concert coming up. What can we hear the November 27th? Tell us where and when. What's going on there?
Oh, man, it's going to be on the 27th of November at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Wichita. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $25. We have about 200 tickets left to sell, so please buy a ticket. This money goes to provide, in the residential program, literally a home for boys, and then volunteers who work with kids in the Wichita public school system that want a mentor, you know, somebody just to spend some time with them. And those children pay nothing in the mentoring program for our services. And then
is this your big fundraiser?
This is the biggest of the year.
Wow. How can somebody get a ticket then? What do they do?
All you need to do is call 316-262-8293 or go to www.youthhorizons.net.
Now, I'll tell you, you and I have known each other for a long time. Yes. And so we kid each other constantly. Because, you know, when you were saying how much you adore me, I know that wasn't true.
No, I love you.
Stop that. But I know that you were, where are you from, Alabama? Yeah.
I started my life in 1955 in Selma, Alabama.
Selma, Alabama.
And thank God the world's a much better place today.
Than it was then? Okay.
Yes.
And you guys came here, you wound up at Friends University.
74 was at Butler County.
Yeah.
75 came to Friends and have
my
stayed
understanding
here.
From, and I know some people who were there at the time and said you couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And they had to teach you how to sing at Friends. Is that right? gotcha.
Well, they helped me a lot. They did help me
a lot.
Well,
certain training, and then you got to tour with the singing Quakers.
Yes, Dr. Ryan was great. He was good to me.
You got to go all over the world.
Yes.
How many times did you perform at Carnegie?
Actually, only once.
Really?
Yes. They couldn't afford me.
Did you know that I performed once at the Carnegie Public Library in Kingman, Kansas?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I checked out two books that day. One was for my brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, it's always good to see you. How are things going in your world?
Really, things
helping
are going
those
well.
Kids.
Well, you have been so good to me for all these years. I just want to say thank you to both of you, and I appreciate your station standing by us. We do need help, and this has been a difficult year financially. So
I can't
come
get
out.
To let you out of here unless you do a little singing for me. What do you want to do? What are you going to do?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know. Is that enough?
You remember when we did the singing Christmas tree?
Oh, I remember those days.
It was a performance we did like four or five times a year around Christmas time. And
yes.
You would get up and sing it. See, was it one time that your pants had split in the back?
Why would you bring that up?
I don't know.
Who needs to know that?
You know, humility is a fine trait, and I'm trying to encourage you to be humble.
You're too good to me.
Now, it's always great to see you, Ernest. And again,
Thank you.
Phone number is
316-262-8293.
And it's the Youth Horizons big concert coming up on the 27th. Anybody else going to sing besides you?
I have a buddy that's coming in from Oklahoma City, and of course, Craig Curry, and then Steve Bixler, who's the best acoustical guitar player anywhere, will be also helping me.
Wow. Sounds like a great
night. It's
going to
be good. You know, I've never seen the whites of your eyes at that concert.
Which ones? I always wear sunglasses.
Is that what it is? Send the check just the same, would you?
Keep the paparazzi away from me. All right, listen, thank you, sir, for being with us. As always, great to see you. Ernest Alexander from Youth Horizons. Again, it's on the 27th coming up in just a few days. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. Big Shocker basketball game last night, right, Ted?
Yep, the Shocks at Coke Arena taking on College of Charleston. Wichita State ranked number 6 in the nation. And once again, the Shockers right from the tip-off. were sharp last night at Coke Arena, getting the fans off to an excited start. Mike Kennedy, Dave Dahl had the call of the game. You heard it on 103.7 KEYN.
12 to shoot. Connor goes left off the screen. Back over to Morris. He's going to shoot from long range and hits again. That's a three for Shaquille Morris. That's his first tray tonight, but he was 2 for 2 in the opener. He's got 11 points.
Yeah, Shaq Morris had a big game. 18 points, 10 rebounds for the double-double. Shockers had the lead by as many as 33 points with 9 minutes to go. Did falter down the stretch. Did hold on to win by 18, though, pretty easily. 81-63 over the Cougars. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talks about his team's effort after the game.
We've just got to continue to work to get better. It's good that we were up 33, but I have a lot of things that I can go at them on. We'll take tomorrow off, and then Wednesday we're going to get to work. And one thing we're going to do is condition a little more, because we're going to have to play 3 games in 3 days in Hawaii, and we did not look like we were in tip-top condition at some of our spots. And that's on me, so I'll start to address it.
Yeah, it's always something. Guys love to hear that. Hey, guess what? We're going to be running.
We're going to run.
Before we go to Hawaii.
Thanks, Coach.
Shockers and College of Charleston. Shocks won it by 18 last night. Samaje Haynes-Jones dishing out 7 assists in his second game as a Shocker. Shocks off to a 2-0 start. Shocker women will be in action tonight, heading down to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. And Steve Strain will have live coverage of the Shocker ladies at 6:45 tonight. That's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Interesting coaching matchup. Jim Littell for Oklahoma State, Keitha Adams for the Shockers. Keitha played for Jim when they were both at Oxford High School.
In Kansas? In Kansas?
They've both gone on to great success at the college level. Yeah, now they're coaching against each other tonight down in Stillwater. Listen to that one tonight here in KNSS. Big college basketball games tonight at the Champions Classic in Chicago. Start at 6 o'clock tonight. Number 1 Duke versus number 2 Michigan State. Duke a 2-point favorite. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then the second game of the Classic tonight has number 4 Kansas against number 7 Kentucky at about 8:30 tonight over on KFH. Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite as KU and Kentucky meet for the fourth straight year in a matchup between the top 2 winningest programs in NCAA Division I men's basketball of all time.
Wow.
KU-Kentucky, powerhouse matchups tonight.
No kidding.
Chicago at the Champions Classic. Listen to those games on KFH. Kansas State is playing tonight. K-State off to a 1-0 start, hosting UMKC, a team the Shockers beat last week. 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan, televised on Fox Sports Kansas City. And we got a good birthday today for the Kansas City Chiefs. Former quarterback Mike Livingston is 72 today. You remember Mike Livingston?
Sure.
Of course, back in the year 1969, the Chiefs were the best team in the American Football League. Then starting quarterback Len Dawson gets hurt. And then backup Jackie Lee got hurt.
Wow.
So they had to go to third-string quarterback Mike Livingston. He started 6 games for the Chiefs that year. They went 6-0 in those 6 games.
Pretty doggone good.
He certainly helped them out until Len Dawson got healthy again and would eventually, of course, lead that team to the win in Super Bowl IV that year.
How about that?
So Mike Livingston is a great part of Chiefs lore.
He is
72 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. More trouble at ESPN. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.